This is Vermont Edition. I'm Steve Zind. It won't be long before we'll be seeing the chevrons of Canada geese migrating southward or rushing to the Dead Creek Wildlife Management Area in Addison to catch a glimpse of the snow geese stopping off there. But right now, there's a great reason for serious birders and casual bird buffs to get the field glasses out, because shorebirds are making their annual migration south. And joining us now to tell us what to see and where is John Buck, a non-game bird biologist with Vermont Fish and Wildlife. John, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here.
Well, for those of us who aren't what we would call serious birders, who are we talking about when we say shorebirds?
Well, these are all the birds that are commonly associated with coastal areas that if you were to go to Cape Cod or any beach area along the ocean, you might see these birds at various times during the summer or during migration. But, you know, we don't have that opportunity in Vermont, but maybe only once or twice a year, when, as they make their migratory routes, they'll stop over in landlocked states like ours just to get a quick bite to eat, to fuel up and get ready for the long journey south.
What particular species are we talking about, John?
Well, it's a wide variety, and there's some really interesting species. These are species that, you know, nest in the Canadian prairies and even as far north as the Northwest Territories, like the ruddy turnstone, the lee sandpiper, black-bellied plovers, solitary sandpipers, American golden plovers, short-billed dowitchers. There's a very, very long list, and they're a very challenging group of birds to identify because they all have some very similar characteristics, but they're all very unique as well.
And they're all coming from shores somewhere in Canada, obviously not Cape Cod, or they're going in the wrong direction, I would assume.
Right. And on lake shores of the giant lakes you find in northern Canada, yeah, or Hudson Bay, James Bay, any of the coastal areas. You know, Canada has some of the largest coastal areas on the planet, and they host these unique birds each summer for their very, very short nesting season.
And where are they heading to for the winter?
Largely, they're headed towards the Caribbean and coastal South America. So it's a long, long journey, almost circumpolar in some cases for some of these birds. So being able to stop over and get a very nutritious fuel up of invertebrates and other insects that they might be feeding on is very, very important for them.
So assuming they live up to their name as shorebirds, do we have to go to a shore somewhere in Vermont to see them?
Typically you do. And we're very fortunate to have, Lake Champlain is probably the most prominent shoreline that we have. And, you know, although the drought conditions we have right now have been not good for most every other living thing that we're concerned with here, the exposed shoreline, the mud flats and the gravel bars that you find on the lake and in our rivers right now provide excellent feeding habitat for these shorebirds. So those are some of the locations that birders should go to hope to find these birds.
Any particular spots along Lake Champlain that you might recommend?
Certainly. You mentioned Dead Creek Wildlife Management Area. That's probably one of the premier areas for shorebirds and all birds to stop over during migration. That's in Addison. And the related creeks with Addison, so Dead Creek, Whitney Creek, Hospital Creek, Otter Creek, the mouths of our major rivers like the Winooski, the Lamoille, mm-hmm, and the Missisquoi offer some great shorebird viewing opportunities. The Missisquoi National Wildlife Refuge is another great spot up in Swanton, so I'd highly recommend going up there. They have a wonderful visitor center and great staff that work there and be of great help to casual birders and the experts alike.
What's the kind of peak period of time when we're most likely to see shorebirds?
Well, I think we're coming into it right now as I monitor sightings from around the state from all of the birders who essentially record their sightings on Vermont eBird. We're seeing an uptick in the number of these species now. So I would take advantage of this fabulous weather that we're having and grab a pair of binoculars and a camera, mm-hmm, and something to eat, too, because you have to be very patient, and mostly you have to be very lucky. These birds come in, they stay maybe for a day, maybe for a few hours, maybe a couple of days if you're lucky. But they don't stay long because they have such a long journey ahead of them. They just stop in, something to eat, and then they're off again.
John, I'm going to assume that maybe you've gone out looking for shorebirds. If that's the case, any particular bird you've spotted or experienced stick in your mind?
Well, I've seen some semi-palmated sandpipers on their way back. This was back in late August, and I wasn't anywhere near a shore when I saw them. I was actually in the woods in a clearing that had been made as part of a log landing on one of our property's wildlife management areas. And there was a depression in the ground. It was full of water, believe it or not. And there was a small group of semi-palmated sandpipers feeding voraciously on the invertebrates that were in that water spot. And it was just pure luck. I wasn't expecting to see them, but there they were. And I found that to be really, really striking. It was really just a wonderful opportunity.
Do the shorebirds like geese travel in larger flocks, or are we likely to see them in small groups or individually?
They'll be in, I would say, small flocks or individuals. One or two birds here and there. Sometimes you might see a dozen or two dozen. And they could be mixed with other species, too, which is kind of deceiving. So you really have to pay attention to the different profiles, the flight patterns. You might get a good look at some coloration differences, to be able to discern different species. So you really have to be kind of on the watch. Like I say, dress for the weather and make yourself as comfortable as possible because you may stay for a while before you really catch a good glimpse. But it's just such a thrill to see these unique birds that have traveled so far and have so far to go for them to stop over and give us a glimpse.
John Buck, thanks for taking the time to tell us about the shorebirds.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Steve.
John is a non-game bird biologist with Vermont Fish and Wildlife.